Good evening to everyone. My name is Dr. Mahathir Mohamad. I am the former Prime Minister of Malaysia. I strongly believe that I am the one who should not be thrown out from this balloon. The first reason is because I am a great revolutionary person. This is among my strongest traits that I possess, which have been helping my country to advance in many aspects, be it in either political, economics, or social. I am able to completely change the state of one poorly state country into a strong, independent, and recognized country among the world. This is due to the strong affection of people that I encountered towards me, and I am able to make them believe in me following my way of bringing certain change when I was on it. The second reason is because I am a powerful visionary person. I am able to see one's potential and extract it to a full potential by utilizing these traits. And I am able to see what I can achieve. And when I can achieve, if I am to make a certain proposition of change. I did not scared nor I even flinch when the world criticized my way because I believe in what I do. For example, you can see the drastic and permanent impact I made to Malaysia in the economy by establishing Malaysian car, which is Proton, the political MSC corridor, and many more. The third reason is I am an excellent person when it comes to solving a country's political or economic problem. For instance, in my previous country, money crisis, I am able to bring out my country from that disaster crisis through the most effective method of currency control. I did not rely on any other country since I believe they could take advantage on me later on. This is also one of my strong character of thinking and planning far ahead before acting, considering many circumstances critically before making a crucial decision. Refutal part. For Tunku Abdul Rahman, you only mention of your contribution and how you make Malaysian country into an independent country. I did not see there why should you stay in this balloon, since there is no clear permanent traits of you that could be used for the good of mankind. You only seek for a country's freedom without planning ahead. What will you do next? And for Einstein, you also only mention about your glory in science and formula research. But then, it is only the basic concept of a certain situation. In the real world outside there, it was other people who continuing your basic research and found a new solution to things. You only focusing your work on solving problem and spending all years thinking of new formulas, planning new formulas, but you did not know the life of people out there. You only can see it and apply your knowledge to fill out the lack of things in their life if you know what kind of life they are living in. You couldn't see all of this because you are staying in your room doing only your research. This is why I think both of you should not stay in this balloon. This is because I am not really convinced of both of your points mentioning what are the goodness you can bring later on to mankind. Because you only tell me of your contribution, not your character, not your traits. I need to know why you should stay in this balloon. rebutting part. With all due respect, I deny all your accusation of me insisting I am the one to be thrown out from this balloon. I strongly believe that among us all here, I am the one with the most powerful traits that can affect humanity in large scale under my influence. I certainly did not think that you both have a permanent long-lasting ability needed by the people. For example, one of you only seek independence for your own good because you did not want to be on other people's rulers. And one of you, the other one of you, only seeks for a knowledge breakthrough. You only spend your whole life investigating and researching for a new knowledge, but it's not directly affecting humans because other humans needed to extend your basis of knowledge in order to contribute to other people. As for me, take an example. Throw me out to the other country instead of Malaysia. Surely that country will prosper well under my influence with drastic changes because I could lead them to a better life due to all my strong and beneficial traits of me. So that is why I think among us all here, I am the one who should stay in this balloon.